Well, even if you're not in the brutal cold right now, there's a new report out that says if you're walking around, you better be careful, especially in Florida, which has been deemed the most dangerous state in the country for pedestrians, according to the Dangerous by Design report from Smart Growth America and the National Complete Streets Coalition. The number of pedestrians hit and killed while walking is up 35% nationwide since 2008. Almost 50,000 have been killed, more than 5,000 of those in the state of Florida. And the worst area of that state for pedestrians is the Orlando metro area. Joining us now is Billy Hadaway, who's transportation director for the city of Orlando. Billy, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's good to be here today.
So what do you think is the reason that the Orlando metro area is so dangerous for people who are walking?
Yeah, so it's a distinction that all of the Sunbelt cities share, and certainly the transportation community, of which I've been involved with for 40 years, has a role, but it's a combination of the sprawl land development patterns that took place after World War II in the Sunbelt states, of which Orlando, most of our growth took place after Disney came here in the 60s. And so we have neighborhoods and communities that are all cul-de-sacked onto the state and federal arterial system. And because there's not a lot of connectivity between neighborhoods and businesses, it pushes all the travel demand on the roadways. And of course, what the state did is widen those roads to reduce congestion, because congestion was the big focus for probably the last 50 years in most of the major metropolitan areas in the Southeast.
But there are a lot of states in the Sun Belt that have, you know, the same kind of development. Why is Florida home to 8 of the top 10 most dangerous metro areas for pedestrians?
Yeah, and that's a very good question. And while we don't have all the answers for why it's worse, the state and now this metropolitan area of Orlando, we're doing everything we can to deal with the problem.
Like what? What can you do to deal with the problem?
Yeah, so the city of Orlando has adopted a Vision Zero policy, and we've become part of the Vision Zero network. We're one of two cities in the state that have done that, and we're in the process of developing our action plan. We've identified the top three corridors that have the highest crashes. If we can focus on those three corridors, then we can have a significant impact on crashes overall.
Do you have a sense so far about what's causing all those crashes in that area?
Well, all of these roads are divided highways, and so the speeds are higher, and they all have transit-dependent users on them. And so we're going to have to focus on pedestrian crossings, improving access across the roads because the signals are far apart. And we'll have to work with our OPD, with our police department, to help us with enforcement.
So I want to go back to something that you were saying earlier on about the Sunbelt cities and the way that they were designed, and that that's part of the problem. And I wonder if the difference with Florida is that it's just so much denser now. And maybe there needs to be a shift in how people get around, and a lot more public transit, for example, would help this problem, because it's designed for cars, but there's so many people there now.
Yeah, and I would say that the downtowns are more dense. I don't know that the suburbs are any more dense than they've ever been. But we have neighborhoods where the back doors of homes are 70 feet apart, but yet it's 7 miles to get from front door to front door. So that means every trip from one neighborhood to the other has to go out onto an arterial. And by having wider roads, people tend to drive faster. And certainly transit would help, but the way that you make transit successful is to have more compact development patterns, which we in Florida do not have a lot of compact development patterns outside of the city core.
Now, I don't want to in any way blame the pedestrians if they get hit by a car, but let me ask you this. Are pedestrians walking around smartly? I mean, in every city in America, people are, you know, looking at their phone and they're not paying enough attention as they cross streets. Is that part of the problem at all in Florida, do you think?
I think all of the users of our transportation system take transportation safety less seriously than they should. We had in Florida between 2014 and 2016, we had a 23% increase in fatalities statewide on the roadway system. It went to around 2,500 to over 3,000, and that's all drivers and all users of the roadway. So it's not just a pedestrian problem.
Now, I know that you just got back from North Carolina where you were talking about these very issues. Is there another city in the country or a metro area that you look to that's doing a good job at dealing with reducing pedestrian fatalities because of transportation?
Yeah. New York City and San Francisco have made significant strides, but they're very different than the Orlando area. We're going to look to Portland, which is closer to having similar land development patterns because, again, it's a city that grew up more so after World War II. They've had significant reductions in fatalities in just over a year.
If there are people listening to you in the Orlando area as they're driving around right now, what is the one message you would have for them?
The one message I would have is to please be careful when you're driving a car. Everyone has a responsibility to share the roadways safely, but those who are driving cars have a deadly weapon, and we really need them to be paying attention while they drive. Keep your speeds down. Speeding is becoming a bigger and bigger issue, not just in Florida, but across the country. And just please be careful.
That is Billy Hadaway, the transportation director for the city of Orlando. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Have a good day.
And at hereandnow.org, we'll link you to the full report and the list of the most dangerous states and metro areas in the country for pedestrians. The first area outside of Florida is number 7, Bakersfield, California.